You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 84. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. And guess who just messaged me? I was right.
Wow.
My co-worker, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, no, he's out. That's okay. The shop's closed, so that's okay. Sorry. I couldn't work today, and we had to ring someone in to do it who hadn't worked on a Saturday before. So, poor thing, he's been trying to get through the day, yes. But I knew that would happen, so as soon as we started recording, I knew it. Anyway, how are you?
I'm good. I'm actually surprised you weren't thrown off by me playing the intro, because usually we don't play the intro.
I know. And it was lucky I was...
I'm like, what the hell? I was hoping for you to be like, hello, welcome to Advent, as the music begins to play, and you'll be like, oh, wait, what? No, did not get you this time.
I now know to expect the unexpected from you. Wow. So
that means that I have to lay low for a while, right?
You need to either pick up your game real well or,
okay,
you know, whichever. I'm not saying that as a challenge. No. I'm just saying.
Well, it's taken, so. Sure.
No, there's no challenge. No challenge sure. thrown down. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, we welcome back to the show. Apologize for being kind of a bit busy.
Hey, we're doing one once a month, right? So we did one last month. Yeah. We're going to do one now. Yes, so we still technically hit the once a month.
That's true. So
eat that.
Tomorrow's the last day. Yeah, well, that's right. We just scraped it in for March, so that's good. So let's find out. We've got lots of things to talk about. Well, some things have happened in game.
Really?
We got some news. Yeah, let's talk about what's been happening.
I don't have a news bumper yet. I was gonna work on one, but then I got tired. 8.1.5 got released, and
Yay.
You have an update to the war campaign. That took not very long, but on the Alliance side, it was pretty cool. And then I saw it on the Horde side, and it was pretty cool too. So I'm caught up on both sides. And I think I still like the Alliance side better. Like, just for the terms of involvement in the story. I think the Horde side is still pretty good, but I think I'm still leaning Alliance side. Because the whole thing where somebody is reunited with somebody else is like, oh, that was like just I was so surprised. So I'm not going to say anything else because it just came out. So we'll wait till next episode till we can say.
I haven't seen Alliance side, so I have no idea.
Well, it has to do with have you done all the stuff on the Horde side? No. Okay. Never mind. Yes, you have.
I've done Horde side. Okay,
have you gone to the ship?
But I haven't done...
And have you been deep sea diving?
Yes.
And you know the person we found that we pulled back? Okay, so part of the Alliance side is dealing with that, and that was pretty cool. So... Okay.
But I haven't... Yeah, I'm not up to that because I've just...
Pretty neat.
That's what I've been working on.
Lots to do. After 5 years, the Kul'tirans and the Zandalari are now ready for us to play. And I say 5 years because that's how long it's felt like since they announced that we were going to be able to play them until we were actually able to play them.
Yeah.
Hello, Spanky.
Hey, Spanky.
So now, it's not 5 years, but, you know, it's been quite a while. Yes.
So you've got, I've done the Zandalar,
yep.
the Zandalari. So yep. I've got that because obviously Horde side,
mm-hmm.
knocked that out.
Dirty, dirty Horde.
Fantastic. Absolutely loved the quest chain to okay. get that. It was really, really good. No problems whatsoever. So how did you find
Kul Tirans were longer. I think the quest chains was longer than the dwarves and the void elves and the Lightforged. Mm-hmm. I think the Lightforged was a little bit longer, but I don't know. It was okay. I didn't mind it. I was just mm-hmm. more. Actually, I can't say. They did something that was pretty yeah. cool, I thought, and that's all I can say because we're kind of okay. gonna keep spoiler. So Spanky okay. says Zandalari was the longest of all the allied races on the Horde side. Yeah, and I think honestly, I think the Kul Tirans were as cool. well.
Yeah.
So grinding those reps, I have unlocked. Mm-hmm. my honor bound, so that means I have access to the orcs. I've unlocked them. I am yeah. doing the Zandalari troll. I did every single war campaign quest, every single
yeah.
quest line I could. I did all the world quests that were up on that day, and I ended up just under Revered. And I was like, really? Really? So okay, I still have question. Another 21,000 rep to go. Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah.
Which is the war campaign again? Because I know I've done it Horde side, but when I come to Alliance side, I looked at the achievements that I still need to be doing. Mm-hmm. And even though there's rep stuff that I'm doing, but there's achievements okay. that I need to get as well. And I'm like, what the hell was the war campaign again?
Here's part of the problem is... the war campaign is also held behind rep. So while you don't need exalted okay. rep, LB tells me that, and I believe him because LB knows everything. You still need to unlock, you still need to grind rep out for the Alliance war campaign, in order to unlock certain quest chains. Okay. And those will show up on okay. your quest map, like on the side. It will say war campaign. And right now, if you don't have any access to that, it will say you need to get more rep with the 7th mm-hmm. Legion in order to.
I think that would be it. Okay, yeah.
So have fun with that. The Zandalari trolls. I just the rep. I think when Dark Moon Fair comes out, which is not this week, it's gonna be next week, right?
No, next week.
Right. So, yeah. So it's the first Sunday of the first Sunday of April, right? Yeah. And
yeah.
So when that week comes out, I think I will be dropping pretty much everything and. World quests with a contract and with the dark moon fair buff. I don't know. I mean, I'm of mixed opinion. I want to unlock it, right? So
yeah. Well,
I feel like at this point
we're exactly the same.
There should be some stuff that we should be able to get the rep for it, right? So I feel like there should be still ways to maybe not huge chunks. Like I'm not saying give us like catch up stuff to give us like 6,000 rep, but give us options to get five hundred rep or something, just to get those chunks because this is not like we've been playing this for a while now, right?
Yeah, but I mean, if you go back and think about what we were doing when it first came out, mm-hmm. I was doing everything. Once I hit 120 on leader, I was still questing through the zones. I was doing world quests. I was trying to knock out not just the Emissary world quest. Like, I haven't even touched Emissary because I'm questing, you know, okay. There's still so much to do. But I would do Emissaries, I would do the world quests, I would go, like, I was doing everything every night for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then I kind of went, you know what? You're getting burnt out on doing, on just pushing, trying to do it all. So let's focus. Let's focus on Emissaries and do that, because by then I'd finished all the, you know, all the questing stuff. And it's like, so don't push yourself to do every single world quest. Focus on Emissaries first and then look at, you know, is there a ring that I need? Okay, well, let's go over here to see if I can get an upgrade on a ring. And, you know, but I feel like I'm struggling Alliance side, because now this is the second time that I'm doing it from the other side. And it just feels slower. Does that make sense? It just, it feels really grindy. It didn't feel grindy on leader. It feels really grindy on this leader, on Alliance leader. Yeah. I feel like I'm, you know, it's like little steps, little tiny baby steps.
I think, so what I did was that I got the contract, right? And I started doing world quests on the Alliance side because I don't have any more Horde troll quests to do for rep. So I'm still going to do every other quest that I can do and get my hands on it. And you only get 10 per world quest. And I just, you know, it feels like an uphill fight. Like, it's just, and I almost feel defeated. So I was really excited to try to get these and play them, and it's going to be a while. So I think I'm just going to kind of hang back when it's when it's the fair. I'm going to go all in on it for a week, and then I'll hang back again, and we'll see where we are. I guess we'll see where we are next episode, because that will be around the end of April or something, and it will be interesting to see if we can get them unlocked by the end of next month. Right.
Yeah.
So one thing I wanted to point out is I unlocked the Maghar orcs, and I was like, yes, I unlocked them. And then I went to go create a character, and it still showed that they weren't unlocked. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like it said, said that I didn't have the achievements. Okay.
Yeah.
And they were in red. Yeah. And I'm like, hey. I do have them. So I logged in on the character. I know that I had them on, and yes, I have them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, so I have them. So what's going on?
Yeah.
So I'm like, yes, I know I've got them. So what's going on? And I sent a message to Blizz, and Blizzard's like, and somebody else goes, hey, did you do the intro? I'm like, well, oh, duh. Yeah, I should. No, I didn't. Right. I didn't do I didn't go to the embassy to do the quest, right? To actually unlock them. Okay. Now I'm not, I would really love if when Blizzard had the orc icon for you to create your tune and it had the achievements, maybe the achievements should be in green because it shows that you have them, and then have beneath it in red, intro scenario in red, because if you don't have that done, fine. But at first presentation, it's like you didn't get anything done. And my immediate reaction was like, huh? What? Yes, I did.
I still think, because the last thing you're thinking when you're over here in Zandalar, and you're like, oh, that's right. And you log off and you're like, yeah, okay, I'll do the quest line. Because this is what happened with me once I did the Zandalari. Got it, logged in, and I'm like, why can't I create? Exactly the same thing. Yeah. And I'm just going, what the hell's going on? I'm checking, I'm looking at later, and I'm going, why? And it did not occur to me, because it's been how long since we've done that?
Well, it's not just that.
Why would I think to go back to Ogrimmar when I haven't been to Ogrimmar in weeks, why would I think to automatically, oh, well, I have to go back to the embassy to pick up the frickin' quest? Like,
well, they should be popping the up. Text should pop up on the character creation screen, having the achievements in red, to me, means you do not have them.
I know.
Right? So,
and it's kind of like,
that's wrong.
What?
And it's very misleading. And it's not just you, not just me, lots of people. So please, 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 Blizzard.
But it would be good if they could just make it like pop up. If I logged into Leader and it popped up saying, hey, maybe it's you need to maybe go if to Ogrimmar to start this. And be like, and even if they say, right, we'll just give you, you don't get anything, one copper, nothing, like whatever, it doesn't matter. Just have that pop in to go, oh, that's right, I've got to go to Ogrimmar because I'm running around everywhere for, I don't know how long it was, an hour, might have been longer. And I'm just going, why? It's not making sense. Not making sense. I'm like, how? I think I ended up. I can't remember. I think I ended up whispering Spanky. I think. And just going, it was someone.
I think Spanky might have helped me.
I was like, I don't.
I'm not sure. I'm but like, I know I had to help Ash. And even Ash was like, so what's going on? I'm like, did you do the intro quest? Because that's the exact same thing that happened to me. So I'm hoping they've gotten the feedback to be like, whoops.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, did you unlock the orcs?
Yep.
Without spoiling anything, what did you think of the scenario, like the questing and the lore and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was all right.
I thought it was pretty cool. Like,
yeah, no, it's been a while since
I personally these orcs were not going to be those orcs. I thought that they were going to be the orcs from Outland. Okay? These are not those orcs.
Yeah, it was.
And things changed, it was like, wow.
Yeah.
Holy moly. It was pretty cool to see what's gone on cool, since we've been gone, right?
The last section. So I know what you mean. I know what you mean. And it was good, but again, it's just kind of like, well, I've done that. That was, you know, and I've got my baby or Maghar.
I don't know. Whatever. I just call them the Maghar, other orcs.
The M-Orcs. The Morks.
The Morks. Are they from Orc?
Morket.
Are they the Morks from Orc?
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. But yeah, no, that was good. I've got my baby hunter. I think I made a hunter. Cool. But yeah, the Zender. Hang on. I have to have a bitch about something. Because when I got the Zandalari trolls unlocked, and I was like, sweet, I'm going to go make up. What do you mean I can't be a warlock? What do you mean I can't be a freaking warlock?
But they can be like, pallies.
I know. I'm going. How can they be pallies and they can't be warlocks? I'm like, so the only things they can't be is a demon, demon hunter, a death knight,
and a warlock. Yeah.
They can be everything else. I sat there and I was like, I am not making a freaking Zandalari troll.
You should make one that's like a mage.
No, I hate mages.
I know you do. That's why
I hate mages. I seriously do. I hate playing a mage.
I think that was Blizzard's way of being like, let's put all this work in, and you know what will really tick her off. No warlocks.
I was so cranky. I sat there.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't even make a tune. I had to log out and go to bed. It took me, I think, 2 days because I kept thinking at it. I'd be at work. going, but what the frickin' hell am I gonna make? I can't make a Zandalari troll warlock, so what am I gonna make? Do
a Zandalari,
so cranky.
I don't know, like, go Shadow Priest.
I don't want a Shadow Priest. I don't want
to. You're not getting the Warlock, so get something that's relatively close. I mean,
no, I went Druid. Because I figured my whole thing was,
well, it's got a cool form.
It does. And even though I suck at playing Druid, I'm not too bad playing a healer. So, like, as a druid healer, and I just went, you know what? If I get her leveled, I'm going to be ready for Love Dungeon next year. Another healer.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, so ready, I went, you know what? Dungeon. Fine. I'm making a freaking druid healer.
Jeebus.
So, yeah. So that's where I went. But I'm not happy. To this base, not happy. I want a Zandalari troll warlock. That's what I want. And I was like,
While you guys are not happy, doing things for her, can you also allow dark iron dwarves to become death knights? Because by lore, they should be able to, and that would be fantastic. Please, Wizard.
KK, thanks. Bye. Yeah.
I would race change to that because I already leveled up one up to max. Mm. But I would race change my main to be one. Yeah. I would race change it from dwarf to be dark eye.
Dark iron.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the other thing that changed, portal rooms. Portal rooms. Complain. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. I mean, I know why things changed. I've used them a couple times and it's not been too bad. It took a little bit to get used to the differences with going to new with the new DAL, right? Because you don't go into new DAL, but you can still use your hearth, right? So that's fine. But you don't get the portal there. But they are going to be adding the Caverns of Time portal, and that's going to go directly lead you down into the bottom of the Caverns of Time, not up at the top of the cave, so that you can go down there and then go farm your for the Dragon Soul Mount and for Transmog and all that. Yeah. And then you don't need to fly up and around or down through the cave and all that nonsense, which is great. So the other thing, go ahead. What?
No, I was just going to say, I don't mind them, what they've done so far. I've used them quite a few times, and the fact is Alliance, they haven't moved it. Okay, it's exactly the same spot.
Yeah.
Right? So Alliance side, you guys win. Horde side is not where they were, but I tell you what, it is freaking awesome. I love what they've done. Absolutely love it. And I've used it quite a few times. Though I haven't gone back to old DAL, new DAL too much. I have been back to Pandaria and used the new portal to get there, which actually probably worked a little bit better because I could fly straight to Undusta. So it was like, But yeah, I thought so far for me, portal rooms has been fine.
One thing I noticed, I personally think that the Horde side is more efficient because I like how everything is laid out in a circle. Fantastic. Whereas the Alliance side is kind of split off into two. I think they both look great, but I like the Horde side because everything's like right there. One thing I noticed is that the Horde side. There's supposed to be a mage that is standing in front of the Hellfire or Shattrath portal that he's supposed to actually, if you talk to him, he's supposed to give you a port to Blasted Lands so you can go into Outland. For the Alliance side, it works. For the Horde side, when I was on it, it did not work. I don't know if it's been hot fixed yet, but it did not work. So that's just something to keep in mind. The other thing that came up was that in the Pete's Jar, people noticed that there weren't any portals to Ironforge or Thunderbluff. And Blizzard confirmed it was a miss and said that it would be fixed before the release. It's been released and there are no portals. There are no portals in the portal room. In the portal room. To Ironforge and Thunderbluff. And when people complained about that, Blizzard said, yes, we missed it and it would be fixed. Okay. I did not see them say that they were going back on that, but it did not happen because
portals to that.
I know, and people were complaining about it, and they said it was a miss. If Blizzard said that they missed it and said it would be fixed, well, why isn't it fixed then? We do have a way to go from Ironforge to Stormwind, but
yeah,
it's not a portal, same with right? Thunderbolt. Right. It's not. It's not a portal. There
was never a portal.
I know, but the whole premise of these portal rooms is that they're supposed to replace the portals that we did have, where in New Dal you could go and port to Ironforge, port to Thunderbluff. You can do that now in Boralus and Zandal and Dazar'alor because they do have ports there. Yes. So. We do have ports, but they definitely, I remember seeing them say that they missed that and that they would fix it, but it for sure did not happen because there are no ports and there's no room for ports. So we'll see what they do. Without spoiling anything, LB says that I'm wrong, but without spoiling anything, there's a part in the new Magni questline that came out where somebody says it's going to take them 77 cycles to process something, right? And that's a reference to taking that long to go between patches. So if you did that, it would mean that the 8.2 patch would be coming out on Tuesday, May the 28th. However, LB was looking back at patch release dates, and he's saying that there's actually an extra 2 weeks. So it's actually coming out to 91 days, which would put it to middle of June. So June 4 and 11th. June 11th, right?
Okay.
29, 30, 31. Yeah, 4th and then 4 plus 7, 11. So we'll see, but it was kind of like a little tip of the hat to everyone saying we've got a pattern kind of thing. And, you know, it's going to take a certain amount of time before we do something. So we'll see.
Okay.
I just put this one in here last minute. I have you seen this? Like, have you seen the Jaina statue? Opinions?
I would like it. I would totally have it.
Yeah.
Because I've already got the other one.
I know you do, and I want it. I want the Sylvanas one. So bad.
Sylvanas is right there. She's right there. Yeah,
I see her, and she's looking at me saying, I would come to you, but I'm being held here against my will.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
She's beautiful.
She is.
She's lovely. I love that statue. It's awesome. So, yeah.
But I
would totally have... I would get... If I could had enough money to get all of the things, I would. It doesn't matter. Horde Alliance doesn't matter.
You don't want to know what you'd want the lady statues? I don't want the lady ones. Not all of them. I want Sylvanas. It's different. She's a badass. She's amazing.
She is.
Jaina, on the other hand,
I don't know. Jaina's when they pretty badass.
Well, when I looked at what they released, I was like, that didn't look like Jaina. Like, the only reason why I knew it was her was because of her costume, right?
Yeah.
The face was very different from what we're used to from seeing in the game. And I think that kind of threw me off. I think Sylvanas...
So
the Sylvanas one...
is different.
The face is similar to what we see in the game because it's got that more the hard, meaner look, right?
Yeah.
Whereas pre-Legion, right? Like before she was on the boat fighting with the king, right? She had the softer, more rounder face where, and then when they did the Legion intro and then when they had her in the BFA intro, they have her more slim, gaunt, hard, mean. Okay, I get it. The statue of her is more similar to how she is now. I think it looks great. The Jaina one is like, it just, it doesn't, I don't know. It just, it doesn't look like her. And it took me aback. And I was talking with a few people and they were like, it doesn't look like her. Like we only know it's her because of her outfit. And I kind of like the Jaina face that we've been seeing in WoW. Like now, because she's got the very expressive face. What the heck was that?
I know exactly what it is. It's fine. It's all good. Something fell down.
Okay.
Outside.
I would love the Sylvanas one still. Please. Please.
Man. God. You have to get your own because I've got mine.
I know, but it's $350. American.
I know.
So for you and I, it's like it's about 400 plus. It's 1.25, right? 350. $437.50. Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. You gotta wait till they do another competition. And then be a winner.
I don't have horseshoes up my arse like you. All right, you have horseshoes right up there.
I do not.
Yes, you do. You're lucky.
One thing I've ever won.
And you won a super awesome thing.
I know. Like out of all the things,
I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous of you.
That was awesome. Yeah, I know.
It's such an awesome statue. So I would be. I mean, I would like to save for it, but I'm kind of afraid. I don't have a spot for it. And I'm afraid that I'm going to put it somewhere that either Bob will get to
or make a spot for it. Doesn't matter.
Got nowhere. I mean, I could.
You just make one. Just do it.
If I put it on my dresser, Carrie might get mad at me. So she'll be like, she's looking
at me.
That's
a consequence.
Like, well,
that's
a dark lady.
Consequence. Do you run asleep on the couch? Huh? Again,
I think it might be worth it. I would have got the Sylvanas statue, right?
Yeah,
I would sleep on the couch if I could get that thing. There you go. There's a soundbite.
Okay.
So, I think that's pretty much all the news that we had.
Yeah. I think so.
The new raid should be coming out soon-ish, but it's only a 2-boss raid, so it's like...
Oh, this new raid?
Okay. No, well, no, it's only a 2-boss raid, and they're not even increasing gear. They are giving higher gear. No, it's like, what is that? Trial of Valor? Or, no. Is it Trial of Valor?
Okay.
The one where there's three?
Yeah.
Right? right? And like it's sort of like a in between raid kind of. It's one of those off ones.
Okay. Yeah.
So
I don't know. I'm not raiding. So
I'm really looking forward to 8.2 though, because you know fighting the queen and all that's gonna be awesome.
Be interesting. Yeah. Definitely.
All right. We're gonna switch stuff up.
Yeah.
Which okay. reminds you what?
Oh, I was just gonna say this month, which is ending for the Warcraft. Oh, can't get it down. There we go. It is. There we go.
Oh, it's Queen Ashura.
Nice. Yeah, I know. Nice. I like that. It's a good. That's a really good one. I might have to get some of those, like framed.
I really liked the movie for her. It was really good. That one moment of doubt where she's like, you will serve me. And she's waiting and waiting and waiting. And she's like, oh, maybe I made the wrong decision.
That was January.
Right.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was January.
Yeah.
That was January. So,
you know that this is a podcast, right? Too. So,
yeah. Sorry,
she's showing the World of Warcraft. What was it? The World of Warcraft Battle for Azeroth calendar, or is it just the one just for this year? It doesn't just say Battle for Azeroth, right? It's just World of Warcraft.
No. It's just the 2019.
But for 2019, okay.
Yeah. So it's got all the battle. Oh, quite a few actually. Half of them I haven't. I don't look at it normally until the month.
Okay.
The month comes up.
Right.
Sorry.
Gotcha.
I'm like, oh, okay, that's coming up. Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, we're gonna. What have you been doing this week? I mean, I have a feeling I know what you've been doing, but
grinding.
Wow, you love that grinding, eh? Oh, okay.
Grinding rep.
Grinding.
So yeah, it rep much grinding. we are working through horde side, working through just trying to get emissaries done and the bonus rep stuff for the little the things that pop up, you know, to get either the toy or the whatever it is, you know. So on leader, just doing them. Little things
popping up.
Yes. What is it? You know, for the bonus, like when you get the extra and you max out it, and then you get the little the chest. That's the word. The chest. So if you get the chest, you know, with some of the factions, you can get like a toy or something like that. So. Like with Legion, you can get mounts. I'm still trying to work on them too. But
oh, you mean time factor Paragon Paragon reputations. Yes!
Thank you. Oh, that's God. Exactly what I mean.
I am so happy that there are no mounts in those things this time. There are no mounts.
I know, but it's toys.
That's nice.
It's toys. I'm like, I want them. Of course I want them. So I've been trying to do that on Leda. So just basically doing the emissaries. And then I've been putting a lot of time into my Alliance Leda, which means I've just finished Drusvar. I've finished the questing of Drusvar. Last week I finished the questing of Stormsong.
How did you
like
it? How did you like
it? I love Drusvar. I loved it.
Drusvar was
love
awesome.
It. Well, I loved it anyway, but seeing it Alliance side was a little bit different.
Yeah.
And I still loved it. So Drusvar should have been a horde zone. It's so cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
The little girl at the cabin that you're trying to help. And she's so creepy. Yeah. Like
I love her.
Oh my goodness. Like her. The whole zone was just creepy as heck.
I don't find it like creepy, like creepy.
Creepy, like cool suspense movie creepy vibe. Like it was really well done. witches. It was. And spells. Oh, man. It was curses. Yeah. And creepy little girls.
Well, I'm really happy that I've got like the most, like all of that done. So I got the achievement. So of course that's another step to getting, you know, that done. But I've done all the achievements Alliance side for those zones. So now I've gone to Nazmir and I'm working through the stuff that's there. But I've got three reps, so there's six reps. Three reps are at Honored, three are at Revered. And I think the one that I need maybe to open the war campaign is the 7th Legion, which is still only at Honored. Yeah, Honored. So I've gone back to Horde Zones to continue the questing there, because obviously that's going to give me the 7th Legion rep more so than anything else. And also put the 7th Legion contract on, so I get a little bit of bonus. But I have not been concentrating on emissaries because there's so much to do. Like, I just, time-wise, I just don't have time to do questing, do emissaries, and, you know, so I just figure, get the questing done first. And then I can come back and concentrate on the trade. So it just feels like it's taking forever. Maybe also because I'm not playing it every night. That could be it. Like on leader, so Horde side, I play leader all the time. Like, you know, whereas playing Alliance side, I've got to work it in between playing leader Horde first. Or do I need to work on my challenge tunes and then, or do I work on my Alliance leader? So probably because I'm not playing her every night, that maybe that's why I'm feeling like it's taking longer. So I don't know. It's just a thought that I had. But we're getting there. It just, I still get lost in Boralus. My God.
Really?
Round and round in freaking circles.
That's how, like, I am the Horde side in Boralus. Like, all the merchants are like right there. Your bank is right there. No, like in Boralus, everything's like it. Like all the stuff that you need as a player in your faction capital is basically in one place. And I found that with the Horde side, it's split between the top and the bottom. Right, like you have your ship way down at the bottom, whereas in Boralus, it's not that far away. It's like along the dock, right? Because you're already the dock.
Along the dock.
So,
But it's just annoying.
Yeah. Each of them have three flight paths too, right? They all have three flight paths to get to different spots in the same city.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, but it's like whenever I want to go somewhere, it's like I don't actually want to go there. I want to go to here. So I end up running it, and then I get. Hey.
My ice machine just went. You're saying you're getting a little bit tired of having to run left in order to go right. That is what the map has been all about since Legion. It's been the twisty turny.
Yeah, but I mean, it is what it is. I'm just not used to it, and I just get lost. I get easily lost anyway. Like, put me in the city with multiple levels and I'm gonna get lost.
So I guess it wasn't a good idea for you and Carrie to go walking around, because she doesn't really know maps, so that would be great.
We were fine. We made it to the shops and we made it back, and we even picked up and got food and drink.
I picked up food
and drink at the where did we go, 7-Eleven? Whatever it was.
I hope you didn't get food from there. You're probably going to die from like worms or something.
Yeah, no. We pulled back food. Don't you remember? We did that. That was good. It was the little pasta thing that I got, and I think Carrie got a
Yeah, I think she did buy a sandwich.
Yeah. But anyway, that's pretty much what I've been working on since. So yeah, it's just getting there. I just kind of want it done because I haven't unlocked Dark Hunt Dwarfs and I haven't unlocked.
Well, the dwarves are with the 7th Legion, right? So if you get that maxed out, then you're good to go, right?
And someone said to me that I have to, so the Horde quest chain to get to open up the Zandalari was like a 25 quest thing, right? Not giving any spoilers, but it was just a quest thing. Now, sure. I got told, Alliance side, you've got to go in and do 5 dungeons. There was for no what? Dungeons Horde side. Spoiler.
For what?
For Kul'Tiran. For Kul'Tiran.
No.
I'm like, I don't want to go do. I don't want to do a freaking dungeon. How am I going to do a dungeon by myself? So 5? I'm not really happy about that, but I'm going 5? To do it.
No.
Yeah, you have to go in and do certain things at certain dungeons. I'm like, what? I'm not happy.
I've unlocked them.
Yeah, for the Kul'Tiran.
Yeah, I've unlocked them. I'm saying I don't remember doing that. So whoever's saying that to you is full of crap. I really don't remember.
It was Kristen Periton. Kristen Periton told me that.
Dungeons?
Yeah, have to go and do. There's 5 of them you've got to go do.
5?
And they went in.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. All I know is that if I've got to rely on other people to help me, I don't think that's very fair.
No.
Open up when it's
go
a solo thing.
Go onto Wowhead and look at the quest chain. No.
I don't know.
You'll be fine. They're like, I don't want to reveal anything, but I really, really don't recall even going into one. If there were 5, I think I would have known. Like
I'm
you're
sure
not
that said for the Kul'Tiran. Did you go into any for the Dark Iron Dwarf? Maybe it was Dark Iron Dwarfs. No, I don't know. I'm just. I'll have to wait and see.
Technically, go into Blackrock, but that's just their home base. So. But it's not like you're queuing up and then you have to go run 5 in a row. No.
No.
It's nothing like that at all. No.
Anyway.
No.
We'll see. What have you been up to? That's what I've been doing.
I've been grinding reps. So
but
I'm grinding reps on 2 characters. Do you know why?
What?
Yeah.
No,
I'm grinding
why?
One.
Mad.
I'm grinding on my Horde main character to unlock the trolls, because that's where I have most of my rep, which is one thing.
Right. Okay.
I'm also grinding on my orc Death Knight. So I can complete the Horde War campaign again, so I can choose Sylvanas. Because when my main character, who is Forsaken, got to Zappy Boy, and I chose to go with him, there was no pop-up to say, hold on, listen to me before you comment, listen to me.
Okay.
Yes. When I clicked on the thing, there was no pop-up to say, are you sure? Because you're not going to be able to go back, because I remember seeing everybody was saying, oh, this thing pops up.
Yeah.
That only pops up if you choose to go against him. If you choose to go with him, there's no warning, nothing. And I was like, no, this is my Forsaken rogue that would never, ever turn on Sylvanas. Ever. Where was the pop?
We called him.
Because when you're questing through, you don't think. That's my fault. It's their fault for not having the stupid prompt. If they have the prompt for one side, they should have it for the other. God damn it.
So
now I'm working.
I just knew I was always going to go that
I'm
path
working
anyway.
On yeah. the Horde orc now so that I can redo it on another tune and pick the correct side because that's the correct side. This Sarfang stuff. Get out of here, zappy boy. Sylvanas all the way. Anyways. Okay, so last episode, we talked about the Mythic Mount drop rates. Okay, remember, like we said, that they changed from like 1 in 2,000. Now it's 20 in 2,000 because there's a 20-person raid. So it actually works out to 1 in 100. So because of that, I got my Mythic Siege of Orgrimmar Mount from Grosh. And I'm never going back in there again. Bye, Garrosh. See you later. And your 14 boss, non-skippable. We'll talk about... No, because there won't be a raiding with Leisha 7 with that raid because it has pets in it already. They won't add new pets. And I have all those pets. So the seventh one will come. It will be Warlords.
Done.
Bye, Garrosh.
The table, done.
See you later.
Nice.
14 bosses with no skip. Give me a break.
Yeah, that's a bit...
Come on.
Yeah, sucks.
And...
Considering that was 3 expansions ago.
Yes.
3? 4?
3. 4? I don't know. 500 years ago.
Current?
Okay.
Plus 3.
So... Yeah. I'm going to skip the next one because I'm going to keep it for kind of last. So raiding with Leisha 6.
Okay.
I started doing them all. I only have one left. I need the pet from Sulong, which is on Terrace. And on one of my last streams, I jumped on every character that could run that. And I had 11, I think. And it didn't drop. I'm like, son of a gun. Jeez. So next week, I'm sure it's going to drop. I mean, it's not a crazy bad drop rate. Right? It's just I wasn't getting good luck with them. So next week, hopefully that'll be it. And then we'll deal with 7 in like 6 months or so. Or like a year. I don't know.
Okay.
We didn't talk about this, but the Void Talon. So the Void Talon.
Mm.
The Void Talon... of the Dark Star.
What?
In Warlords of Draenor.
Mm.
For people that don't know what this is, it's a portal that appears every now and then in certain spots. And it's very difficult to find. There's lots of info about how to find it, but even armed with that, you still have to be lucky to find it. So one day, I've been looking for it ever since Warlords came out, but I've been off and on with it. You know, like I don't look for it all the time. I'm not camping spots. I just fly around. And it's there. No, it's not. Oh, well, I'm just going to carry on. Right.
Yeah.
So about a week prior, I really began to dig in and really dig in and record all the info I needed, figure out what I wanted to do. So what we did is that we created a class trial character, one Horde and one Alliance on 12 different RP realms. Okay. And we put them into one zone. Okay. So we put one Horde and one Alliance in Frostfire on 2 different RP realms. And RP realms is important because they tend to not get cross-realmed like a normal realm does. So that means you're not competing with 500,000 different people trying to find this damn thing. You're competing with 2 or 3. Right.
Okay.
So we had one Horde and Alliance in Frostfire, one Horde and Alliance in Gore, Grand, et cetera, et cetera. There's six zones, so we had 12 tunes. I was at a point where I was, okay, when I created this all, I was good to go. I was all in. And I will tell you, when I am all in, it means I don't play my normal characters. I certainly wouldn't do any iron stuff. Raiding may be an issue because I might not be able to raid because I'm all in on finding this friggin' pet or mount. When I'm all in, I'm all in. So on day one, we didn't find anything. On day two, my son usually takes about a half an hour to eat. Okay. And for some reason that day, he took longer than normal. And we don't know why. He's just taking a sweet ass time. And, you know, we're trying to teach some good manners where you don't leave the table until everyone's done. So we're all sitting there watching him eat, taking his sweet ass time. So when he finally finishes, I get up and I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to take a quick hop on to check one of my tunes. I jumped on Earthen Ring. I jumped on the Alliance character that was in Frostfire Ridge, and I flew around the four known spots and the one way up at the north beside where the cleft hoof little miniature one is inside the trees. Yep. There was the portal right there. And I was like, I freaked out. I yelled. Carrie, my wife, was like, what? What? And I'm like, it's a portal. So I took screenshots like crazy because how often do you get to take the screenshots, right?
Yeah, well, that's true.
Right? So I screenshots all over the place. So I finally got the thing. I clicked it and it said, do you want to enter a scenario? I had no idea that it was like a scenario. I thought it was a click this thing, get teleported to some other place. Like no instance. It was just boom, you're there. And no, this is a scenario and you can only enter it if you click on the portal. So that after 2 days of all in, that's done. And I'm kind of thankful because when I did the all in on the timeless, on the time lost proto Drake, that took me 3 months. And that's camping all four zones or all four spawn points and all that with four different accounts. Like when I say I'm all in, I really mean I'm all in. With this, it's kind of like you don't want to do 12 accounts because I'm not made of cash. So I did the next best thing. Right. So, So Void Talon, that was great in the last month or so. And
congrats.
That's awesome. For this month, I'm doing the Walk to End ALS charity stream. So in the last 3 years, I've done, I've tried to do 24 hour streams. The first year I did 22 hours. The second year I did 36, 38, 38, I think. I think it was 38. I did the 24, just I didn't go to sleep beforehand. So I was up all day because I couldn't sleep because I was all excited. So I ended up doing 38 hours. Last year I did 14 hours. And then I had to make up the last 10 hours in two five-hour streams because my body just cannot do the 24-hour streams now. So we decided this year we're going to stream every day in March, and we've done that. We're now at we're March 30th. There was one day middle of March where I got sick, and there was actually one day I thought I was going to actually miss a stream day because I was so sick. And then that night I just couldn't sleep. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to stream for an hour and at least I can say I was on, right? So I think those ones where I was sick, I think we streamed for about an hour tops, but generally we're streaming for about 3 hours. This year we had a donation goal of $1,000 because I like to keep it kind of low. Like I don't want to be, hey, we're going to try and raise $10,000. It's just, no, come on. I mean, yes, it would be great, but let's get it into something that we know that we can do for sure, and then we can plan for extra if we get there. So we got the $1,000, which is awesome, and we had two stretch goals for $2,000. One was I was going to wear my Crocs on my headset, like these. I was going to tape it to my headset, but then Carrie's like, no, why don't you wear my Crocs? Because hers are pink. So we're going to use hers. Yeah. And then she's like, if you make it to $2,000, I'll let you swear for a minute. And that's a big deal for her. Okay, that's huge. Carrie does not like the swearing. She doesn't care if other people swear. She just doesn't like it when I swear. Okay, so... Yeah. So for her to let me have the, it was like a big, big deal. Then we kind of figured out that if we could hit 2,500, Carrie would sit here beside me as I swore, which would be, oh my goodness. So we were sitting at $1,740. We had a donation from Boz. From Boz and Matt and Maddie for $100 the day before. Aww. And
thanks, guys.
And today we were just going about our day. We didn't get any donations on the stream, which is fine. Like we are also donating any bits, which I've been getting a lot of those. So we've been donating bits and tips. I went to go eat. And Carrie and I were watching Jep Birdie and all that. And then next thing I know, I see an email saying that somebody gave me a donation. I'm like, oh, okay. So I went to go on my computer and I go, Jack, get out. So Tuli Bardeen. Sweet baby cheeses. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only saying this because it's on the public site. It shows up right there. It shows that he donated $1,000. 1000.00.
Very, very kind person. Tuli is amazingly kind. That is awesome.
I was telling you before, like off the stream, that how do you thank someone for stuff like that, where it feels like a thank you is like, I don't know. Right. So, because of Tuli, we are at $2,740, which means we hit all three of our goals, which means I'm wearing the Crocs. I'm swearing and Carrie's going to be sitting right here when we do it. So we're probably going to do it on Sunday during the day sometime. We're probably going to have to get the kids down in the basement, and then I can do my final stream, and then that's going to be it. Mm-hmm. That's going to be it. That's been my month. Those are the highlights of my month. I've been doing a hell of a lot more, but those are the highlights. And I honestly cut out a whole bunch of stuff. Like tons.
Yeah.
Tons. Mm-hmm. I did add in a little extra section. So it's not for a prize or anything, but we're going to post the picture up on the website too. And we'll tweet it out too, I guess. Just for a little fun. I don't know. Next time... Lee and I will go do a picture as a group, but I went on my own because you were busy this week, right? So it's okay. So
your week
has been rough. So
yeah,
that's okay. That's okay. Next, we will get it next time. So if you can figure out,
where in the world
of Warcraft is Stone? Because it could be anywhere in the world of Warcraft. Okay? Could be on Azeroth. Could be in Argus. Northrend is still at Azeroth. Could be anywhere in the world of Warcraft. Okay? I have Outlast. To be logged into the retail game. Okay. So I'm going to post a picture up here. It's going to pop up. I'm going to leave it up for about 10 seconds. Okay. Well, no, maybe I'll leave it up for 20 because you'll only get it for 10. So, because you watching on the stream will only get it for 10, right? So, here we go. So I took this picture. If you know where it is, you don't need to see it. I mean, you don't need to say it. Just when we, you know. Okay, so when we post it, you know, if you just want to reply, that's cool. And we'll just say who Good was able shot, to get though. That.
Love it.
Yeah, I saw the little so tomb there, and I was like, oh, who's that tomb? And unfortunately, when you mouse over, it doesn't say anything,
doesn't.
Which is unfortunate, but.
Very cool shot, though.
So
and you I love my pictures. That
and that's why cool I was stuff. Thinking that this would be really cool because, you know, when we first started the podcast, we were taking screenshots like all over the place. We were going here and there.
Yeah.
And you know, and I don't think we really have time to do all that anymore. But I thought this would be kind of neat for us to do every once in a while to kind of go off as a pair and be like, where are we? Right.
Yeah.
So I'll post that up on the website and when we tweet it and all that. But
yeah. If you know,
if you know, just let us know and then we'll give you a high five. Yeah. I don't know if we will say if we'll reply as a tweet because I don't want other people to be like, oh yeah, I saw that tweet.
We'll reveal it
next time.
Episode.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool.
Done.
Okay. Nice. Alrighty. So other than that, let's wrap it up. Nothing else to cover, yeah?
I think that's we're it.
All done?
Yeah.
So let's talk about where you will find that screenshot as well as on Twitter. You will find it at adventuresinazeroth.com, obviously where the website is. Twitter is at ADVAzeroth, and you can email us, which is podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. And don't forget, you can follow us and listen to shenanigans on Twitch, which is twitch.tv/ADVAzeroth. Stone, where can we find you, please?
You can find me on Twitter at Stone Grasp, as well as the WoW Challenges podcast, which we do Saturday nights / Sunday mornings tomorrow. For Lita in Australian that's Eastern
right.
time.
And that's right. It's still daylight savings, but it's 9 o'clock. So I do that as well as I do Behind the Avatar, which will have an episode coming soon. TM. And you can find me on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow, where you can find all my stuffs.
Wow.
Did baking today. Baking. Nice. Baking was good.
Cool.
Made cupcakes and triple chocolate fudge.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, they're not bad. I would have to say nearly as good as Dalaran brownie. Dalaran brownies are freaking awesome. I need to make them again. Okay, so thank you to everyone for the likes, the retweets, for the interaction. Thank you, chat room, for hanging out. We appreciate it. Don't forget you can find the show on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. Other than that, I guess we will... see you next month.
Have sure. a good fun. All right.
Sure.
Peace.
Okay. Bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright
2019.
AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompideck.com. No copyright infringement is intended.